Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I, the Lord, I am your shepherd. You have no need of anything because I am all you need. I will lead you to green pastures and cause you to lie down. I will lead you to quiet waters, to waters of rest, and cause you to drink your fill. I am very serious about your rest and restoration. I will even restore your soul. I will guide you, not push you, down the particular path of righteousness for the sake of my name. You will know this is the right path because you will see my tracks, my footprints of righteousness and holiness right in front of you. When I say so, together we will leave this quiet and restful place and go to other places that are not so restful. Some of these places may be scary. Some will be places of deep darkness and even death. But don't be afraid. I'm with you. My footprints are still right in front of you. My rod and my staff will touch you during those dark and scary times to keep you on the path and to reassure you of my presence. I may even prepare a table before you right in front of your enemies. But remember, I'm right there too. I will anoint your head with my oil. It's my oil of authority and recognition as well as my oil of healing for your wounds. Your cup will run over with me, with my very presence. You will become more and more convinced that my goodness and my loving kindness will aggressively pursue you for your entire lifetime. You will also become more and more convinced that you will live comfortably in my house for all the length of your days, not only on this earth, but in eternity. I love you. You are that little lamb on my shoulders.
That is just powerful and profound, Vic. Tell me what this has done for your walk with God, your perspective of God, and just how you even frame your disappointments.
Well, it's opened up a whole new arena of listening to God and being quiet in the presence of God, asking God questions and not answering the questions for him, but really receiving the answers to the questions right out of the Psalms. And it's made relationship with God incredibly more personal, and it was wonderfully personal before. But it's like God has extended even deeper relationship to me and to others through this method, and I believe that he wants to continue to extend more and more intimacy and relationship to us. And so the Psalms have just come alive in ways that they were certainly wonderful before, but they've come alive with just the voice of God just springing right out of the Psalms. And sometimes it's like I said a little bit in the introduction here that God tends to take the pen at times and just add a few sentences or paragraphs of his own. And at times it's like when I'm in a particularly dark time, the Psalms just cry out with words of rescue, with words of God's presence, and with words of perspective, regardless of how difficult the circumstances might be. So through the years, I've certainly come to some very favorite Psalms that I continue to go to, and yet I don't want to get stuck there. I want to continue to go to more and more Psalms that maybe even some that I'm more unfamiliar with, and just watch them become good new friends.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.